Hey, welcome to Athlete on Fire. I'm Scott Jones, your host, and it is Friday, June 16th, and it is the Friday before Father's Day, at least here in the States, and we'll be talking about that a little bit. I'm going to share three stories about my dad that are some of my favorite stories. They're all pretty short. They all kind of have to do with sports. They all do have to do with sport. One was with football, basketball, and baseball, which is kind of crazy. So I'm going to share those stories at the end of the day. It'll be the first Father's Day that I've ever been alive without my father being alive as well. So, it's a Hallmark holiday, so I'm not going to take too much stock into that. But it is just a time set aside for me to remember some other stuff. So we'll do that. Athlete on Fire is all about bridging the gap between amazing athletes and the rest of the world. We'll do that today. We'll do that as often as we can. We have some interesting athletes coming on the show next week, so you won't have to listen to only my voice, which should be a nice reprieve for you guys. It's getting hot, man. It's hot here in Colorado. Excited to get out there and just do a lot of active things. I'm running a 26-27 miler tomorrow for a training run for this 100K that I'm doing, so that's going to be fun with one of my good buddies. And today we have a few things. We're going to tell the stories about my dad. I think you guys will love them if you have I was going to say if you have dads. Well, hopefully if you're listening to this, you have a dad or at least a donor in some way, shape, or form. And I'm going to talk about why or what the problem is with working out with someone else. And this is from a lifetime study of my own of the psychological benefits and detriments of training with and working out with buddies or friends or family, and what you need to know to make the best out of that situation, especially if you're getting up really early in the morning, at least in my opinion. And I have some awesome buddies that I work out with now, but it took me a while to get to a point where I actually enjoyed it, which sounds weird, but we're going to go over that a little bit, the problem with working out with others and some ways that you can make the best of it. We're going to talk about a little bit about Father's Day history. And there's a race this weekend, and we'll give a shout-out for people who are running that race. So let's just get right into it. So this weekend, the Leadville Trail Marathon, which is a marathon that I've done 6 or 7 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. Just a beautiful, beautiful trail marathon. It's pretty tough. I got to be honest with you. It's pretty tough. You get up to about 13.3, I think, 13,300. But just a shout-out to anybody who's going out there. After you guys get to the top of Mosquito Pass, if you're listening to the show and you're just chilling before your Leadville Marathon tomorrow morning, after you get to Mosquito Pass, when you turn around, be careful, man. That's a lot of bombing and a lot of scree and lots of rocks. It's fun, but you don't want to get hurt on that section. And I'm pretty athletic dude, but man, it's just a great opportunity to roll an ankle or bust it up. So short and quick on those downhills, and then once you get through that scree section. There's tons of opportunity to bomb. So first timers out there, just remember, that's going to be pretty interesting. The Western States is coming up. I'm excited to see if Jim Walmsley can defend his title. Wait a minute. If he can go back and grab a title after his snafu last year, missing one of the turnoffs at mile 93, I believe it was. So that's going on out here in Colorado. Let's talk a little bit about working out with other people. So, you know, when you dive into a goal and it's natural. It's human nature to want to have support with that goal. You know, if you're going to start working out, you tell your buddy, on this Monday, I'm going to start working out every day at 5 o'clock in the morning, every day at 4 o'clock after work, every day at 8 o'clock at night, whatever it might be. And you get your buddy psyched up about it. And the problem with that is the discipline and the willpower is not going to match up. Some people are going to be better in the morning. Some people are going to want it more than others. And if you're going to go and dive into this relationship, you got to have some understandings. You got to understand what the dynamic might look like, and then you also have to understand if the dynamic is a certain way, how can you get around that without it really affecting you, without affecting your goals and your relationship, you know, especially if these are friends. So the first thing is we're going to talk about three things that could happen. So A, the training could be too easy. They could be interested in sessions or maybe they're just not awake if you're doing it in the morning, or they're not motivated if you're doing it at night. They might not want to work as hard as you, and that becomes an issue because you're going to feel like you want to put the gas pedal down a little bit, and they're going to be holding you back. And of course, this has nothing to do with the fact of, you know, you shouldn't work as hard as you can every time you get in the gym. But if they never want to push the gas a little bit, it's going to be an issue and it's going to hold you back. Then here's the next one. Number two is they're going to be pushing a little bit too hard. Maybe your fitness isn't where theirs is, or maybe they just come out of the box a little bit quick. Feeling like you're always trying to catch up to your partner or to your buddy who you're working out with is going to be a pain in the butt. And that's even harder. It's harder to address when they're going too hard. When they're going too easy, you can kind of guide them along and say, hey, let's go, pick it up a bit. Let's figure this out. But when they're going too hard, sometimes it's just hard to say something. So the last one that would give you an issue is if they cancel, if there's a cancellation or delay, it's just giving you one more reason against your workout. You know, this used to happen when I was younger. You know, you'd plan a workout at 5 a.m. You wake up at 4:30, you grab a snack, you're headed out the door, and you get a call or a text saying that they're not going to make it. They didn't sleep well. They want to sleep in, whatever it might be. Oh my gosh. Knowing that somebody else is going to go sleep in when it's that early in the day makes every fiber in your body, of your being, want to hop back under the covers and go to sleep again. So it just makes it that much more tough to get out there. So you don't need reasons to not work out or not reach your goals. So if the person that you've chosen to kind of go along this journey with you isn't on the same page, and they actually become against your goals, then you got to think about that. So what do you have to do to make sure that this relationship works a little bit? You got to set the rules. Like, what is the ramp up? What is the goal fitness wise? What can you do physically? What can I do physically? Let's see where we are on the, as far as the levels are concerned, and then decide what the rules are. So the rules that I've made for myself that have worked over the years and have allowed me to stay fit at a pretty high level are, number one, if you're late, I'm starting. If I'm in there at 5 a.m. And you're not there until 5:04, I've already started. I've warmed up. I'm ready to go. And that just gets you in the mindset that nothing's going to stop you from that workout. And this by no means is saying that I'm never late and I'm never the other side of the thing. But when I am doing what's right for me and my buddies are late or something, I just need to be in the right mindset. So yeah, I'm not perfect. I'm not nailing these every single time either. And my buddies would tell you the same thing. Number two, if you cancel, I don't ask any questions. I don't give you crap, too much crap anyway. And I just go on and get the workout done. So cancellations and being late are not going to affect what I'm doing. You don't want those things to affect you. You stay even keel. You know, going into it, that if you hear from them and it's not in a positive light, you're going to figure it out. And then the last thing is that there's confidence in leading. Like, if you can be the leader in this relationship and you can get your buddies motivated and help them reach some of their goals, then it's going to build confidence as a relationship. Whether it's a spouse or a friend or whatever, when you guys build the trust that you're going to be there, when you say you're going to be there and you're going to figure it out together, then it's going to build a lot of confidence. And then working out together is not going to be such a difficult thing. But those are some rules that I've given to myself to keep myself motivated. One other thing that really helps: writing down your workout, especially from early mornings, but even late at nights. I think late at night or after work, if you can get to the gym or get to where you're going to do it from work without going home and having the temptation of being home, that's huge. If you, on the flip side, for the mornings, if you can figure out how to not have to think when you get into the gym. So for me, like me and my buddies, we'll text each other what the workout is the night before, because we all know, like, if we don't do that, we're going to go in there and stare at each other for 10 minutes because you can't think that early. So that helps us stay on track. Another thing that helps us stay on track, last thing, of course, there's tons of things, is just to theme out your days. So me and one of my friends out here, Jay, we do Monday mornings. We theme out our Mondays. So our Mondays, we've been doing hundreds on Mondays. So we do pick six exercises and we do 100 reps. So theming them out helps you not have to think as much as well. And it doesn't put all the pressure on one person to figure out what the workouts are. So just some rules on working out with others and getting around the problems that demotivate you when you're working with other people. You know, you don't want this to turn into a resentful relationship. You want it to be a positive thing where you're both reaching your goals. And that's usually what it does. All right, Father's Day. Before we go into some stories about my dad was an amazing guy. Been talking about him a lot lately, but that's just the nature of the beast. It's part of my life. So Father's Day facts. Okay, this is from last year, so the numbers might be a little bit different. But Father's Day was founded in Washington State, apparently, at least in the States it was, 58 years after Mother's Day. Yeah, kind of interesting, whatever. Census data shows us there's more than 70 million dads in the U.S., and about a third of them are married with kids under 18. 2 million fathers are single, which seems pretty low out of 70 million. Interesting. Spending for Father's Day is over $12 billion. Holy crap, that's crazy. The amount is, of course, like half of what we spend on Mother's Day, because we love you, moms. And it's the fourth biggest day for sending greeting cards after Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day. 20% of Father's Day cards are bought for husbands. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. More than 214,000 men are stay-at-home dads. That's got to be higher, because I know at least 10. That's just crazy. The last one that I'll share with you is, on Father's Day in Germany, men drink all day at beer gardens, which leads me to say I will be moving to Germany next month. Just kidding. That's not a bad deal. I mean, it seems natural. Isn't that what we should do on Father's Day, is just drink beer and be a stereotype? I think so. Maybe go run 10 miles before, though. That'd be cool. I found that one on International Business Times. That's kind of a weird resource, but it's kind of fun. All right, so my dad. We're talking about Father's Day. Hopefully you guys are having a good time with your dads. You know, I have friends who never got to know their parents, or their dads especially. Two friends that I'm thinking of right now, my buddy Ben, who lost his dad when he was really young, and my buddy Andy Stoller back east, if you guys are listening, who lost his dad when he was a teenager. And they've been pivotal in my post loss, of course. But it doesn't matter when, or if you lose your dad, or if he's still around, or if you've never had a good relationship with him, or if you are a father, if you're not a father, like, the concept of it is just, it's powerful, man. If you're a coach, being a father figure is important. If you are a parent, just being a dad is important. If you never had a dad, thinking about what he wanted for you is important. There's just all these things, right? So my dad was a fun, jovial guy, and just kind of a big teddy bear. So I have three stories. So baseball. When I was in college, I played baseball at Concord College, which is Concord University now in West Virginia. And we had just won our play-in game, which means that we were going to the playoffs. We won on a dramatic last-inning run score. I think I scored the tying run. My buddy scored the winning run. It was just crazy. It was a crazy comeback. We were all excited. My dad was there. A lot of the parents were there. And there's a Sam's Club down the road. So my dad, when he would come to town, I'd just have him stay with me. Like, I didn't ask him to go get a hotel or stay away. Like, I wanted to hang out, have some beers, and chill, unless my mom was with him. Then they go get a hotel. So after the game, we're all worn out. You know, we're worn out mentally and physically. We knew it was going to be a little party night. So my dad and me and one of my buddy Andy, actually, who I mentioned before, we head to the Sam's, and my dad buys steaks and potatoes and beer for 30 of my teammates. And over at the apartment, everybody comes over, and my dad is behind the grill for a couple hours, cooking all this stuff up, hanging out, having beers. A couple of the teammates wanted to impress him, I think, because they tried to bong like six beers, the dumbest thing you've ever seen in your life. And it was just, it's one of those things when I take a snapshot on my life, man. So it's one of those things when I take a snapshot of my life, it's just, it's 100% my dad. I can see him smiling and laughing and making people laugh and asking and inquiring about who these people were. And he made fast friends. He always did, especially with groups of young men. And it's something that I feel like he passed down to me, and I'm really trying to get back into it with the athletes that I'm working with now. Man, it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I always remember that. It's pretty sweet. So then the next one was a basketball one. So I was in college on this one too. My dad was still in pretty good shape. He always was until the last few years when the dialysis and the kidney failure came about. But we were at a park, and there's basketball courts. Me and him were shooting around, and we were on one hoop, and these guys were on this other hoop, and they were awful. but there were these guys who thought they were really good. They thought that they were really good basketball players. You can tell when you see people like this. So I was like, Dad, let's hustle these dudes. So me and my dad start shooting left-handed, and both of us shot left-handed better than these guys shot normal-handed, but that's besides the point. So eventually we knew they'd come out. They came up and asked us if we want to play. We play them left-handed. We let them beat us by a few points. And then my dad's like, oh, okay, so you guys want to play for a few bucks? Like, yeah, let's go. What's up? So they checked the ball up. We're playing for like 10 bucks, 20 bucks, something like that. It wasn't a lot of money. But we both switched back to our right hand. And we just light them up. Like, my dad's shot was just, he had a perfect, perfect shot fundamentally. I would drive, make layups, kick it out. He would take two dribbles, pop it out to me. I would hit. Like, we were good, both good outside shooters. But it was hilarious because I actually got to hustle a couple people with my dad. Like, who gets to do that? Who has ever hustled other basketball players for money with their dad? Just, I love that story. So there's baseball and basketball. And then football, I would always go down and train his football team down in Florida. A couple football teams, actually. I'd do training camps for these guys. And in the evenings, all the coaches would get together. We'd have maybe a beer or two or something, and then we'd play some cards. So we're out there, and my dad's like, look, these guys are a little bit young. So I was in my early 30s. He's like, these guys are a little younger. They're in their mid-20s. They think they're good at poker, but they have no idea what they're doing. They will let you know what they have, what their hands are. I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, just be patient, and we'll take these guys for all they got. So we're playing poker out on this porch, dealer's hand, and he was in line. Like, I won, like, I don't know, 60, 70. We don't play for a lot of money, but I won 60 or 70 bucks, which was a lot for we were doing nickel dime quarter stuff, and he won 80 or 90 bucks, and every single other person at the table didn't win a dime. And I don't know if it was luck. Of course, a lot of it was luck, or I just don't know if they were awful. But the fact that we hustled as coaches was freaking hilarious too. And honestly, to this day, I don't even know if they knew that they were hustled, which is just magical. So there's some stories about my pops. And yeah, I'm going to remember them a lot this weekend. It's Father's Day. Hope you guys are either being amazing fathers, being amazing to your father, or remembering your father out there, wherever you might be. They are a huge part of why so many of us are athletes or want to be. And I guess it's a good time to celebrate that. Anyway, you know the deal. I am, and you are, and everyone is an athlete. Thanks a lot.